On September 18th of 2007, Randy Pauch, professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, gave his last lecture. It was entitled, Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams. And the focus of the lecture was on having fun, setting goals, and enabling the dreams of others. Far from the type of sentimental drivel that that sounds like, Pauch's lecture was made infinitely poignant because 1 month earlier he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. At the age of 47, Pauch was literally a dead man. And he sought to outline all of the things that he wanted his children to know about him when he died. Pauch's lecture brought the house down even before it started. He received a standing ovation from the crowd of students and fellow faculty members before he even got behind the podium. And he began his lecture with the words, "Now make me earn it." His book was ultimately expanded into a 2008 New York Times bestseller entitled The Last Lecture. And in this expanded lecture, Pauch deals with issues of chronic illness, death and dying, and what it means to leave a lasting impact. Pauch died on July 25th of 2008. Having earned his ovation. Now, according to Caroline Lewis at Luther Seminary, this week we are seeing something of Jesus's final lecture. The presence of Greeks not only answers the question of the statement of the Pharisees in the preceding verse, "The whole world has gone after him." Then there were Greeks. But it's also a signal of the uber public nature of what Jesus is about to say. Jesus will have much more to say between this point and the end of John's gospel, but this is his last public statement. It's not just to his disciples, it's not just to those gathered in Jerusalem, it is to the whole world. Jesus has the floor. Everyone is now paying attention. But it's unclear whether or not anyone is applauding. More likely, they're standing there wringing sweaty hands on nervous palms, wondering what this radical and itinerant rabbi is about to say. What will Jesus say? What will he do? Unlike Randy Pauch, Jesus isn't exactly the sympathetic or well-beloved teacher. Now, what began as something of an unofficial tradition at Carnegie Mellon, a way to honor retiring faculty, the notion of the last lecture has become something of a digital age spectacle. Simply Google the words "last lecture" and literally thousands of examples will come flooding forth, ranging from traditional emeriti to those more tragic and like Pouch to those who at their mid-career are musing about what they hope will be their life meaning if their life continues to head in the same way that they think it is right now. You can go ahead and try and diagram that sentence if you want to, but I think you take my point. Across the board, though, the theme of all of these is the same. It's a theme of life. Live your life to the fullest, they say. Help others to live theirs. Live and let live. All seems appropriate. Jesus evidently hasn't seen these videos. Rather than starting with a reflection on his past, Jesus stays doggedly in his present moment. The hour has come, he says. Now, I won't presume to go line by line through this text of Jesus' speech. That's good fodder for Tuesday morning Bible study. Suffice it to say, though, that Jesus takes up a non-standard theme for his final lecture. Again, it's obvious he didn't watch the YouTube videos. He doesn't cite, or does he cite the power of his miracles? No. Does he recap his major teachings? No. Does he give one last piece of moral advice before he leaves the stage? No. Jesus speaks of his death. And what's more, he seems to speak of our death too. God, it seems, will be glorified through the death of his servants. And God seems to agree. Now, whose soul is troubled? Let's not kid ourselves, though. We knew this was coming. The whole season of Lent has prepared us to think about Jesus' death and about our death as well. Remember, you are but dust, and to dust you shall return. In fact, I don't think there's ever been a reader of this text who hasn't known that this was coming, not even those Greeks. Jesus says, when I am lifted up. It's a rather strange way to talk about death. Yes, crucifixion is a strange way to die, and so why not have an equally strange way to talk about one's dying, when I am lifted up? Yes, crucifixion is a lifting up of sorts. It seems like there might be more to it than just that. Jesus will be lifted up again, won't he, when he is resurrected? He'll be lifted up again, won't he, when he ascends to heaven? And he will be lifted up again and again and again in the hearts and lives of his faithful ones. And thus he will draw the whole world to himself when he is lifted up. So what shall we say? Lord, save us from this hour. Save us from the discipleship that follows Jesus to the end. Save us from a witness that includes both our life and our death. Save us from facing a world that is callous and violent, uncaring, and cruel. Lord, save us from this last lecture. Save us from this hour. No. It is for this reason that we have come to this hour. To bear much fruit. To serve and follow Jesus. To continue to lift him up. To keep our life as an eternal life. Father, glorify thy name. Amen.